I'm delighted to be joined by Colm McLoughlin, the Chief Executive of Dubai Duty Free. And Colm, it's been a really busy few weeks for you. You're here in Ballyliffin at the moment and the Curragh last week. You have a number of sponsorship activations and a couple of them in Ireland, and it's great to be able to come back occasionally as well, and particularly when you've got a bit of business here.
Yeah, I'm very thrilled to be here, and last week was very successful at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby. We have been doing that as title sponsor for 10 years. They're doing a terrific rebuild in the Curragh, and it will raise the capacity for next year's event to about 30,000 people. We would be very happy to continue our sponsorship there. And from the Dubai Duty Free point of view, what we get to look at is the media coverage, the value of it in comparison to what we spend. Apart from the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby, we do horse racing in Newbury and have done for 22 years. We sponsor the Shergar Cup at Ascot and have done for a number of years. And also, of course, our tennis. And we still support the Dubai Desert Classic. It's been going 30 years. We've been doing that since the beginning, and the race to Dubai. And we do several mini tournaments in Dubai. We do a thing called the Dubai Duty Free Golf World Cup. And that's for the duty free industry. We've been doing that for 25 years. And that has grown up from an attendance the first year of 14 people from around the world to 140 people last year. And then the same here. I've never been to Ballyliffin before, but it's absolutely stunning. People keep on asking me, did I bring the Dubai weather with me? And I'm told so far that on Pro-Am day here, we had 11,000 spectators. Day one yesterday, there was 12,500 people here. So I'm looking forward to the end of the week, but this sunshine continuing that will break all attendance records. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. I have to say, it's not a part of the world that I would have spent a lot of time in myself, and I've been blown away with it by the last few days. I mean, it really is a special place, and I know it's embellished by the fact that the little round disc in the sky is shining, Colm, but it really is a nice part of the world, isn't it?
I think it's terrific, and of course, the golf course, I personally would not have known anything about it, but I hear terrific comments about it. I think from a physical point of view, just there's room for everything, the media centre, the spectators, the shops, the merchandise, the cafes, the car parking. I also think the preparation of the area was terrific. As we drove here, there's obviously a great bit of excitement about having the event here. All the houses, many of them are decorated with Dubai Duty Free bunting, the roundabouts, the roads. I'm thrilled with the cooperation of everybody, like the Irish Tourist Board, the Northern Irish Tourist Board, the transport facilities, the parking facilities, the preparation of the hotels. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
There has been terrific buy-in, all right, from the local community and through all the local agencies. They've supported it. From your own perspective, Colm, you know, you're a man who has been involved in Dubai Duty Free now for 35 years or thereabouts. You started from humble beginnings, and it has gone really, really well, and there's no signs of you slowing down either.
Dubai Duty Free has grown up terrifically. You know, we went there as a team in 1983, just for 6 months. I'm still there 35 years later. I'm happy to say we still have 26 of our original 100 staff working for us. Our original team was 100 people. We now have 6,000 people working for us. Our duty-free business has grown to be the single largest duty-free operation in any airport in the world. We expect our business this year to finish in excess of $2 billion, which is the largest in the duty-free industry. There's a nice feeling about it because the duty-free industry at airports started in Shannon Airport in Ireland in 1947 by Dr. Brendan O'Regan. I was the manager of the duty-free at Shannon for 14 years before I went to Dubai for 6 months. I'm delighted that it has grown up so much. I'm delighted that Dubai Duty Free are involved in activities all over the world. And I'm delighted that we're involved in the two activities in Ireland that we are. And please God, we continue to do so.
Duty Free has been your core business, Colm, but you've diversified into a number of different areas. You now own the Jumeirah Creekside Hotel down in Dubai. You own a tennis centre as well. And of course, you're sponsoring a number of sporting events as part of your marketing programme. But it's been an interesting journey, an interesting adventure. And, you know, Dubai Duty Free is a very strong brand now at this stage.
Well, I'm delighted how our brand has grown up. Dubai Duty Free has received in the last 35 years 600 different awards for various things. We have been, you know, winning Frontier Awards, which is the main award in the duty free industry. We've won that 11 times. The brand has grown up. Our sponsorship events, we check what it's worth to us from a media point of view. And in the case of Ireland, I'm told that our golf and horse racing together, from a media perspective, is valued at about $160 million. We're very happy with that. We do own a tennis centre because we own two tennis tournaments on the tours, one on the ladies and one on the men's. We have been doing that for 26 years. We are told by both of those organizations that the media value that's generated by these events is worth $960 million last year. We're very happy with that. The government of Dubai are, you know, they are promoting Dubai as a tourist destination. And during the last year, the tourism into Dubai, or the overnight stays as we might call it, was number 14.7 million, which is terrific. Expo 2020 is being prepared for. It has been awarded to the UAE in 2020. The site has been built. It has created something like 70,000 new jobs. And of course, they're expecting during that year, visitors to Dubai will exceed 20 million.
It'll be pretty spectacular, all right. Everybody's looking forward to Expo. I'm sure Dubai will put on a great show, Colm. And you're showing no signs of slowing down, as I say. And I'm sure you'll be around for a few years to come yet.
Well, my body tells me I'm okay for a while, yeah.